The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the CarPro Show, the place for straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive. Jerry Reynolds is the CarPro. He ran his own dealerships for decades and served two terms as chairman of the Ford National Dealer Council. Radio Hall of Famer Kevin McCarthy is his sidekick. Fun fact, Kevin was once hit in the head by a golf ball struck by Tiger Woods' great-great-great-grandfather. Just trying to be transparent here. Here they are now on the CarPro Show.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jerry Reynolds, the CarPro, and unlike people from the government, I really am here to help you. So if you want to get my thoughts after 35 years of owning dealerships and 21 years on the air helping people make smart car buying decisions, I'm here for you today. And the phone number is 800-926-7777, 800-926-7777. Our website is carpro.com, and you can find all sorts of things there. That's where you subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, and you do that at the bottom of the page. We'll have it to you in yesterday's edition in just a few minutes. I mean, it's almost instantaneous. And you'll get a brand new one next Friday, which will have the recalls for the week, which we put in every week. You'll get them from us before you get them from anybody else. All my car reviews, my FAQ page is invaluable to people, or at least that's what they tell me. And it makes me feel good because we work really hard. I've worked really hard personally on every one of those articles. It's there, and there's about 100. And it's not just buying questions. There's all kinds of topics covered there. Take a look. It's carpro.com. Trusty sidekick is Kevin McCarthy.
And in your article about car dealer myths, true or false, and I pointed out that a myth is always false, but I'd call it general conceptions about car dealers. The one that I always believed was true, that you went, was the one that really bad weather, rainy days, you know, snow days or whatever, when nobody's out and about, that's a great day to go in and get a deal because they're not selling any cars.
Not true. They got to sell cars every day. And the one exception to it, believe it or not, my experience from owning car dealerships going all the way back to the 70s when I got in the business, in the 80s when I sold cars, was wind. The ladies hate a strong wind.
That was back when more women wore dresses and skirts in their hair.
In their hair, probably. But I don't know. It just seemed like wind was the one that always kept traffic down.
Huh, I never would have guessed.
If it was the guy, they didn't, you know, hey, we don't care.
Yeah, right. You know, your hair's messed up.
But if they bring the significant other, that's going to be a real problem. No, I don't want to go out there. It's
too windy.
Heard it many, many, many times. Let's talk to Pam, and she's calling us from Ohio. Hello, Pam. Welcome.
Hey, I'm calling about my daughter. She has a 2013 Honda Fit with about 210,000 miles on it. It's a stick shift, and that's what she's going to look for, but I know she's not going to find it. She has a puppy that she carries a cage in the back seat for. She does a lot of hiking, camping, kayaking. And what her next, she just took it into the dealership, and they told her she gets about $2,000 worth of work, timing belt, rear brakes, some type of fluid change.
Yeah.
But she's wondering about putting $2,000 into it because she thinks she can get about 100,000 more miles on it. Or if she's looking for a car, she's focusing in on a Subaru. And I'm calling to see if she looks for a Subaru, what model do you suggest?
Okay. I would not put that kind of money into that car with 210,000 miles. And it's not that Honda isn't a great car. She won't have a major mechanical problem, most likely, in the next 100,000 miles. But there are so many other things that can go wrong. It's going to be a steady stream of fixing things. Or if it's not, you know, affecting the drivability of the car and she lets them stack up, that's going to hurt the value. I'd trade it now, and I would not wait. Because if it needs a timing belt replacement and that thing breaks while she's driving it, the vehicle's totaled. It's worth nothing. So for those reasons, I would trade it right now, and I would not hesitate. I wouldn't wait. I'd do it within the next week, if at all possible. In the Subaru lineup, how big is your dog?
Tiny, 4 pounds.
Oh.
He has a cage. He's got to stay in a cage because he's too little to do anything else.
Okay. So the cage is not criteria for making a pick. But,
no.
You know, I would go with the Subaru Crosstrek. I really would.
Okay.
I love it. It gets good gas mileage. It's got the EyeSight system. It's got the best four-wheel drive system in the industry, other than maybe Land Rover. And in with the weather, is she living in the Cleveland area also?
Columbus. She lives in Columbus.
Okay. And they get plenty of weather there too. So I'd go with the Crosstrek. I think that's her best bet.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. I look at you all the time, and I love your suggestions.
Well, you're very sweet. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And to Portland, Oregon we go. Talk to Jack. Jack, what's happening?
Well, I've been listening to you for several years, and I really get a kick out of your show, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks. Anyway.
Appreciate that.
I bought a Z-Mac that was 3 years old 4 years ago, and we bought it with 20,000, 30 miles on it, and now we have 57 on it, and we've had no trouble with it. And when we bought it, they said the batteries cost $3,000. And I just put another insurance policy on it for another 5 years.
Yeah.
And they won't insure the batteries anymore. But the batteries have gone up to $1,100. And I don't care. In my group, my wife drives this thing all the time. If the batteries go bad, it still gets good mileage on gasoline.
Sure, but, of course.
I just wanted to know what kind of longevity does this have? Should I try to get rid of it at a certain time?
I would around 100,000. That seems to be the time when the Ford electric batteries go out. But if you still like it, and that does happen, look up remanufactured batteries. That's getting to be real popular.
Buying a new car truck is like looking at pictures of Kate Upton. You see the model you want, but don't know whether you can afford it.
It was a lot of money.
Let Jerry Reynolds, the car pro, help you.
Hot and getting hotter?
With the vehicle, not Kate. Nobody's that smart.
Pick up the phone and call me.
The Car Pro Show number is 1-800-926-7777.
I went back during the commercial break and reread the story about the review that Amy Plemons did on the Genesis G90.
Yeah.
Looked at the pictures, especially of the interior.
Oh.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if if a big sedan and you got $100,000, I can't think of anything that would compete with that.
No.
I mean, they're competitors, obviously, but that would be my pick.
There's a lot of perks with the Genesis, too. I think the concierge service is just such a big deal.
Is that the one where they come to your house if it needs service?
Or your office.
Or wherever.
Whatever. Yep. And, you know, drop you off a long car. Scheduling is a little farther out now than it used to be because of the scarcity of loan cars, mm-hmm. but it can still be done. And then you get 3 years of free maintenance, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, just like every Hyundai. You just got to separate Hyundai and Genesis mentally. And if you can do that, this car compares with a Mercedes-Benz all day long.
You know, I would just love to be able to pick up the phone and say, I need service on my car. Would y'all come get it?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Sure. No problem.
We'll be out this afternoon.
It's rare, but I've got a line open if you want to snag it quickly. 800-926-7777. We'll still get you on in this hour. Answer your question, help you out, do whatever we need to do except mechanical questions. And I will be here to make sure that you do the right thing. 800-926-7777. And we go to Long Beach, California. Greg, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for a while. I really like what you do. Thank you for your service.
I appreciate that.
I was just wondering what your opinion was on, the BMW X5 in general, like the 2019 to 2021, but also in specifically the hybrid BMW X5. What is it, the 45E, is it?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. They don't.
What is your opinion on that?
I haven't reviewed it, in just to be honest, but I've helped a lot of people get them, especially from my dealer there in Calabasas, and they just love it. I mean, they love it. Overall, I love the X5. I reviewed one last year. Unfortunately, it wasn't a hybrid, but a very, very enjoyable SUV. Drives good. I mean, BMWs are unique. Nothing drives like a BMW. And it's true of the X5, too. But just over the years, the first one I ever reviewed was probably in 2010, and I wasn't a fan of it. I don't mind telling you. I hated the BMW iDrive at the time, and I think that may have swayed me. The handling was great. The four-wheel drive system worked like a charm. And, you know, it was good-looking rig. I've had a lot of people with the hybrid tell me that they love it and that they're getting really good gas mileage for a large, heavy SUV. And it, make no mistake, it is a heavy SUV. I think you'd be fine. If I were going to buy a used hybrid, I would definitely get a certified one just for the battery warranty. And I think you might end up saving yourself a lot of money down the road. If you plan to keep it for a long time. If not, you know, then it doesn't really matter. I just like BMW's certified program a lot. It covers a lot, and the more than anything, the process that the car has to go through to become BMW certified, that's to me where you really make the gains. You got to do it at a good dealer, though, and I do have a good one. Been with me years and years and years. Bob Smith, BMW in Calabasas. And if you will talk to them, they certainly will make it worth the drive. I hope everything works out for you, my friend. You take care. Thanks for listening. Thank you for the kind words. They mean a lot to me. So,
yes.
Next week, the Bronco Raptor. I've also got, and I haven't mentioned it because I'm going to take my video day and do it with the Bronco because.
Just because.
They're rare, and people have asked me a gazillion questions that I couldn't answer. But I've also got the Kia K5, which I've had before when it first came out.
Is that the sports car?
Yeah, kind of. It's not the Stinger.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Stinger.
No, but it's a sporty-ish car. But I'll tell you what, and we'll see this in the coming months when we put the sales numbers up in our free weekly newsletter. The K5 has just been outstanding from a sales standpoint. They are backed up for months to get one.
Wow.
So we'll see.
It's the CarPro Show.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Catch a ride now with the CarPro at 1-800-926-7777.
And we go to Sandy in Round Rock, Texas. Sandy, what can I help you with?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I enjoy your show. I listen to it every weekend.
Thank you.
I have a Nissan van that I'm going to trade in. I've been looking at the Subaru Forester, which I know you like them. I like them too.
Yep.
And I want all-wheel drive. I want something really steady. But I started looking at the 10-year Kia warranties and looking at the Sorento and the Navigator. Now, I know the Navigator is pretty big, but I am used to driving that van, and I like hauling things around, and I also got a couple of grandkids. So I don't know. What do you think about the three?
You sure you mean Navigator?
Is that Navigator? Am I wrong? I could be wrong.
The huge Lincoln?
No, not the Navigator. You're right. I'm wrong. It's the Kia.
Okay.
I do not know where I got Navigator.
That's okay. That's all right. I get it. You know, I love the Telluride. It's been amazing. Getting one is another whole problem. I do have a review of the Sorento. I had it not long ago. And if you don't need something as big as the Telluride, it is a wonderful compromise vehicle. It's got a lot of the features of the Telluride, but it's not quite as long. But it's as nice inside as the Telluride. So if you don't need all that space, I'd definitely go with the Sorento. And you know I love the Subaru, so that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, what about the Sorento versus the Subaru then, as far as comfort? I know they're both really well-made cars. But,
they are. And they really don't stack up to each other, to be honest with you. The Forester's very different than the Kia, the Sorento. I would drive both and see which one you like the most. For me, I'd probably go with the Sorento, but you know, that's me. And I was just enamored with it when I reviewed it. Take a look at that. You can't go wrong either way.
You know what it's like when you're driving along and your dog has his head sticking out the window? It's even better when your dog is driving and your head is sticking out the window. Not remotely possible, except on the CarPro Show. Call now, 800-926-7777.
Recalls this week include the Kia Sorentos, fire risk there, plus Ford and Kia have some other recalls. And I mentioned this last week. Jerry always says that you'll find out more the recalls sooner on our newsletter than you will anywhere else. And just again this week, these are safety recalls. They're in the newsletter yesterday. And they won't be notifying owners of these vehicles until mid-November from the government.
Yeah, and if you've moved since you bought your car and it's got a recall, you may never know any other way.
And the added benefit, if you know about it, you know, right off the bat from our newsletter, you can call the dealership and go, put me in line.
Yeah.
When the parts come in to fix it.
Wayne in Utopia, Texas. Welcome. Hi, Wayne.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm good, brother. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm enjoying your stuff. I want to know between 3/4 ton and 1 ton. I've got a half ton pickup right now, and I know it's not enough. And I thought, well, I need to step up. But if I'm curious as to the difference in price and upkeep if I wanted to go ahead and go to a one ton, or if, I mean, I think a three quarter ton was enough, but I didn't know wear and tear wise and mileage and stuff afterwards, if maybe I just go to the big boy or not.
Well, all that's going to be the same. I mean, the only real difference between three quarter ton and one ton is the amount of weight you can put in the bed. Not has nothing to do with the amount of weight you can pull. And so okay. What are you pulling, by the way?
Oh, I just have a bumper pull stock trailer right now that, like I say, it's a little much for what I'm pulling it with. And so I'm pretty sure I could get away with the three quarter ton, but then I thought, you know, if I had a one ton, then maybe that would give me more options.
I would never, ever go to a one ton unless I just absolutely had to. And the reason is, when you're not towing something, it will beat the hell out of you. It's the roughest ride you can imagine. I mean, just bounce you all over the place. So if a half ton today is almost doing the job, a three-quarter ton will absolutely do the job. What's the mostest thing weighs when it's loaded down? Any idea?
Oh, maybe 12,000, I guess.
Yeah, three-quarter ton is plenty. Is it a fifth wheel or a bumper pull?
No, it's a bumper pull.
Most of the half tons right now will do that easily.
Okay.
What year is your current truck?
Well, it's an 04.
Oh, my God, they've changed dramatically. Most all the half tons with the right rear axle ratio will give you 12 to 12.7 in towing. I had I had a Ram lately that was 12.7 and... But, you know, if you were to put more, if you were to have a load that was more, it's better to have too much truck than not enough truck. So for that reason, I'd go with the three-quarter ton. It will, you know, you're not going to be replacing springs and things as fast as you would with a half ton, even though it'll do the job. But a three-quarter ton really is close to being overkill. But I think... in resale and down the road, three-quarter ton trucks always do real well in Texas. I think what you spend extra up front, you'll get back down the road.
And so as far as shopping for one, is now the time, or do I still need to wait?
No, you still need to wait if you can. The diesel, are you going diesel or gas?
I'd like to go diesel.
I don't blame you. Because they use so many chips, they're still real short in supply. They can build typically three F-150s for every F-250 they build. So they're concentrating on that. That'll change pretty quick. Ford is building more trucks now than they have in almost 2 years. But if by chance you can wait until the end of the year, I think there'll be more availability. That will bring prices down. Or the other thing to consider is ordering exactly what you want. And that's a smart way to go. These trucks come so many different ways. I would order one and hope that it gets here by the end of the year.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, brother. Check my dealers. They'll take good care of you, and they're all really good at ordering vehicles, and they'll walk you right through the process. It's a lot easier than you think it is. David in Kyle, Texas. Welcome. Hi, David.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm going to kind of piggyback on what that guy was just talking about. I actually learned quite a bit from your conversation with him.
Good.
My initial question was that I'm going to be buying a new truck sometime in the future. I am not in any hurry, so I'm going to kind of wait till the prices come down. But I have a 10,000-pound bumper pull RV that I am currently pulling with a Dodge three-quarter ton diesel four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
And I started looking once again to go back with the diesel, but with the gas prices and diesel prices and everything going on, I wanted to make sure that if a gasoline truck there are some gasoline trucks that I should look at instead of just automatically jumping into a diesel.
Yeah, you, for 10,000 pounds, unless you have thoughts that down the road you're going to go to a bigger trailer, I would not invest. Right. I would not invest in the diesel. I mean, the engine alone is almost $10,000, and the fuel is 50 cents a gallon higher than gasoline. If you equip the truck, a half ton truck, right, you just heard me tell the other gentleman 12,000 plus right. pounds. So for now, that will carry you, and you get a much more enjoyable ride and drive in the meantime. It's just the difference between the ride of a half ton and a three quarter ton, especially today, is night and day. And the Ford, the Ram, the Chevy, the GMC, the Tundra, any one of those would do you a good job with what you are currently pulling.
All right. Well, that just increases my options and make my decision more difficult. So,
well, you know, the thing is, you can, for the same money, you can get a ultra nice half ton versus a stripped down three quarter ton. And I'd so much rather have the half ton, to be honest with you.
All right, sir. Well, that helps me a lot. I'll start doing my research, and as soon as the prices come down, I'll try to find something.
Check my website. I got good dealers in the area. Kyle, you're near San Antonio, right?
We're up close. I'm closer to Austin than
okay.
San Antonio.
Covert Ford Hutto is at my website, and if you'll talk to them, they'll take amazingly good care of you. And they've got a couple of Ford dealerships in the area, and they work out of each other's inventory. So, you know, whenever you're ready, they can help you, and they will take care of you. They've been taking care of my listeners for a whole lot of years. I sure appreciate you calling, David. Anytime I can help you, let me know.
You've heard that when life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade. Well, if you buy a car that's a lemon, you can't make a drink out of it. Let Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, help you get the best deal on your next car, truck, or SUV.
That's what you get here on the Car Pro Show.
Call the Car Pro Show now at 800-926-7777.
I don't know about you, Jerry, but it's not either one of our birthdays, but now that we have the Listen Live button on our website at carpro.com.
I don't think it's up yet, but it will be.
Well, the button's there and it's playing.
Okay, maybe they got it.
It was playing the feed during the commercial break. I don't know if it actually.
I know it'll be completely up by next Saturday.
Well, I think that's really cool.
Oh, it's amazing. Because especially this time of year when there's football preemptions all over the place. WOAI out of San Antonio has done that less than anybody, but they still do it. My radio station that I own in Granbury, we're there every time, but it's not as good a streaming system as the big stations have got.
Well, you know. Even you got bumped by TCU, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, on your own station.
I'm contracted with TCU to cover their games. So we will not have this problem ever again.
That's great.
And you can subscribe to the newsletter today. I'll explain everything in next week's newsletter to make sure that there's no misunderstandings. Let's talk to Dean in San Antonio and Bob in Comfort, Texas. Hang loose. I promise you we're going to get to you right after Dean. Dean, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
pal. I appreciate you taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, I have read a lot of great reviews on the 2013 Volkswagen Touareg TDI.
Yeah.
And I'm just this close, you know, to getting into it. I just wanted to get your opinion of it because it just seems so solid for a used car.
It's amazing. That TDI engine before they had the emission problems was – I can't tell you how many times I recommended a TDI for people, especially people who drove a lot. Now, the Touareg – yeah. is a true luxury SUV reminiscent of a Land Rover or a BMW X5 and similar yeah. driving character. I helped a dear friend of mine, a lady, get one. May she rest in peace. She passed away from breast cancer at 44 years old. Sorry. Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, wow.
Her brother, who lives in Iowa, inherited the car from her. He still got it. And way over 100,000 miles now. But when this gal that I was telling you about that passed away, she could have afforded anything she wanted to. But after they quit making the Touareg, she said, no, I'm just keeping this one. And that's why she bought the diesel in the first place. Fuel economy is good. The power's good. The vehicle itself is spectacular. Volkswagen really made a mistake getting rid of the Touareg. I understand why they got rid of the TDI. They had to. The government forced them to do so. I promise you. And you won't find that in writing anywhere, but I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you, the government said, you're out of the diesel business and you're getting into the electric business. And that's the model of where we're going with Volkswagen. But if you find a nice Touareg TDI, grab hold of it and don't let it go and don't let it get away from you. There's so few of them out there right now.
My mechanic said it'll run forever.
It will.
Forever means, you know.
I believe it.
He looked it over.
Yeah. And how many miles are on
it? It's got 150,000 miles on it, which scared me. I've never had diesel in my life. And he said, because he looked over, this thing's been taken care of. He goes, Dean, he goes, that thing will get 200,000 miles. Now, I don't know if he knows what he's talking about in detail, but he sure knows a lot more than I do. That's why I trusted it.
I'd peg it at 400,000 miles.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
They're that good.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're getting out of a Denali to get into it because my wife just wanted a smaller SUV, and he told me get it all day long, kind of like you said, Jerry.
Don't let it get away. People are looking at those things. The people who know them, and they're always looking out for them. Same as with the Passat TDI. Same deal. I hope everything works out, Dean. Please, don't let that one get away. Bob, we'll be right back.
Hey, if you have three kids, you might need an SUV, not a Corvette. If you're a single guy, you can't drag race an SUV. Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, will help you find the best deal on the vehicle that's right for you. Call him now at 800-926-7777.
And as promised, Bob, in Comfort, where in the world is Comfort, Texas?
Just northwest of San Antonio.
Okay, good. I learned something today. That's good news. And I was born in Texas, never lived anywhere else, but that was a new one on me. What can I do for you?
I have a 2004 Tundra, four-wheel drive, four-door, 6.5-foot bed. We're kind of hobby ranchers, so I carry 1,400 pounds of feed once every two or three weeks. And I have a 3,000-pound boat that I drag around through the hill country.
Okay.
I'm wondering, at 175,000 miles and 18 years old, should I be replacing it because it's got, you know, because it's old, haven't had hardly anything go wrong with it, or should I think about, if I think about something new, what would you recommend for that?
Well, I love Tundras, but 2007 was the year that truck completely changed. And even though what you have has been a good truck, that series was a good truck, they got inherently better in 2007, although they got much bigger. You know, you're coming up on miles that I think you're probably near the end of the life of that truck. Then you've got the age factor also, which you've got to watch. You know, for those reasons, I would say it's time to start looking. I don't think you got to be in a big hurry to do it. But if you stay with the pickups and you want to move into a half ton, all of them are real good today. You don't have anything to worry about. Just do some shopping, driving, take good long test drives and see which one you like the best. But I do think you're going to have to do something pretty quick. I appreciate the call very much, sir.
A little background on Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. In the car business for over 35 years. Loves giving people straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive. Favorite cop show on TV? Law & Order SUV.
So, let me help you make a good car buying decision.
Call the Car Pro Show now at 1-800-926-7777.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.